owners of Ramsey Solutions. It's the Ramsey Show, where debt is dumb, cash is king, and the paid-off home mortgage has taken the place of the BMW as the status symbol of choice. We help people build wealth, do work that they love, and create actual, amazing relationships. Rachel Cruz, Ramsey personality, number one best-selling author, and my daughter is my co-host today as we answer your questions about your life and your money. Open phones at 888-825-5225. The call is free, and some say the advice is worth exactly what you pay for it. Starting off this hour is going to be Susan in Jacksonville, Florida. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Better than I deserve. What's up in your world?
Well, I just started listening about 2 months ago, and I've really started to try make some changes, and my baby steps have been all over the place, and my investments are heavily weighted into two spots, which I know is not the way I'm supposed to be doing it. So I'm turning 60 this year, and I'm like, holy cow, I'm probably not where I should be, and I need to figure out how to get where I should be.
It's a good question, Susan. So where are the two, you said the two main investments, where are they at? Where's your money at in them?
Well, I have a lot of equity in my home because it is getting close to being paid off.
Good.
And of course, like I said, that's a baby step out of order. I'll tell you more. But, and I have heavily, I have stock in my company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's privately held stock,
mm-hmm.
but owning a good amount of, a minimal amount of in my company pays me a good bonus every month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great. My stock has more than doubled in the 3 years I've owned company stock.
Mm-hmm. What's it worth?
It's worth right now about $519,000.
Cool. What's your home worth?
It's probably worth $600 or a little better.
Look at you, millionaire, 60-year-old. Well done. All right.
Yeah.
And what other investments have you got? 401k?
I do.
How much?
It's only got in it now with the way the market is right now. It's around 160.
Good. Good. Okay. What else?
My total retirement with some old IRAs that uh-huh. I had that have just been sitting for years.
Uh-huh.
My total retirement, including that 160, is about 257. I do have a $30,000 emergency fund.
What do you make a year?
And I make a good living. I make a little better than 400.
Good for you. What do you do?
Well, I'm a dentist.
Awesome. Oh, now I get the stock. Okay, cool. Can you cash out of the sum of the company stock? Is it set up where you can get out of it?
At some point, they will have, when they have, they only offer that at certain times. So
mm-hmm.
There's none coming up right now, but I think there will come a time, maybe in the next year or so, mm-hmm. that I might be able to.
Yeah, okay. So here's the thing. Number one, she's done a great job.
I was adding up all your numbers, Susan. I was like,
there's nothing
girl.
In here. There's nothing in here that just like got a stupid arrow over the top of it. I mean, you've done a great job. You've identified the danger zone is if some bizarre thing happened and this one company went broke, you would lose 1/3 of your net worth.
Yes.
And that scared you when you kind of looked at it that way and thought, now, that's not the end of the world, but that's why I don't want too much in single stock. Like I talked to a lady years ago, I've used this example on the air many times, Procter & Gamble. She'd been with them 38 years, and she had $750,000 in Procter & Gamble stock. Only when she got ready to retire, it went down to $250,000 in value.
Oh.
And so because she had it all in one company, she had, that lack of spread around, that lack of diversification made her vulnerable. And that's the only thing that scares me here. I don't think there's anything to panic about. But if you could get out of like half of this
mm-hmm.
and still keep your bonuses when the next time comes around, I would, just because of safety.
Yes. And that would be my plan. If I keep $250,000, I do keep that bonus, which
perfect.
Pays me like $3,500 a month.
Yeah. Well, then do it. Yeah, that's a great return, and it's worth some risk, you know. But I'd get out of that. What do you owe on the house again?
I owe probably about $110,000.
Okay, so pay that off this year.
Yes, I do have one other thing. You're gonna probably like fall off your chair because I told you I'm turning 60. I still owe $45,000 in student loan.
Okay, that would be you would be like a normal dentist. Warning to you, young dentists. Okay, you're talking to a 60-year-old who still got her student loan debt. So
I know, but I was 39 when I got out of dental school. I was old when I got out.
Okay, so here's the deal. What do you want to enter into when you're 70? I think if I were you, I would want to enter into zero debt, including my house, and not so much tied up in the dental practice.
Right.
And that's it.
Do you have a plan for retirement, Susan? Like, do you have an age you're shooting for?
Yeah, you know, right now I want to just cut back to 3 days a week soon, maybe go to 2 days a week by like 65.
Okay.
I don't know what I would do with myself if I wasn't.
Well, because I was going to say, but you can do, I mean, you threw out 70. I don't know why specifically.
I'm just saying 10 years from now, you know.
But in 5 years, you could have.
Oh, you need to be there sooner than that.
Yeah.
But you need to get the house paid off and get the student loan paid off as soon as possible.
I plan to do that because I have a condo that is up for sale right now, and it has a lot of equity in it.
Okay. Then that'll knock everything out. And then let's have a plan to not be in this stock at all when you hit final retirement, but not be in it as heavy within a couple of years if you can move out of it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, that makes absolute sense.
Yeah. And so then you're sitting on, you know, you're going to be sitting on $1 million in mutual funds at that point, and you're going to be sitting on $1 million worth of, or close to $1 million worth of real estate in 4 or 5 years, and you've got this fabulous income. So yeah, you've just done a great job, kiddo. Well done.
Oh, thank you. I just didn't feel like I'd been doing a very good job at all.
Well, all you needed was, I think all you needed is some of the rough edges polished off.
Yeah.
So the two debt things are sloppy, and the heavy weight on the stock is scary.
Yes.
That's all.
Yeah. Okay.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Honored to have you as a new
listener.
It's
so funny how much is just perspective. Because when you're sitting in it, and her, she's like, I'm overwhelmed. I have all these things. And I feel like, oh, gosh, I still have them. And you look at the big picture when you're out of it to be like, well, no, here's the puzzle pieces. And it's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
So the perspective of money, that's what's helpful, to always have someone else in your life to kind of speak into it.
I mean, I'm intimidated about my teeth, and she's intimidated about her money. So that's kind of normal, you know?
When's the last time you've been to a dentist, Dave?
Just the other day. Oh. This is The Ramsey Show. Best-selling author, Ramsey personality. My daughter is my co-host today at Open Phones, 888-825-5225. Every time you hear someone do their debt-free scream on the show, it's because at some point they said, enough! I'm not living like this anymore. I've had it! When you get mad like that, and that's what they did, your life will change. Right now, inflation, stupid credit cards, gas prices, it's killing you. Student loans been around so long you think it's a pet. And you start to believe you're not in control of your money. Well, you are. You're wrong. You have control of your money. There's a lot you can do. There's some things you can't control, but you can control the controllables in any situation, and we can show you how. You can change your future. Financial Peace University, the proven step-by-step plan. Nearly 10 million people have been through this course, learning how to get out of debt, become masters at budgeting, building wealth, and outrageously generous. And you can learn every bit of that, and we can show you how to become Baby Steps millionaires. Stop letting debt, money stress, freak out, I don't know how to do math, whatever your excuse is. Finally, you got to stop and go, enough. enough. I'm tired. I work too hard. I make too much money to be this broke. RamseySolutions.com/enough. And you can start Financial Peace University right now. RamseySolutions.com/enough. We will show you how to fix this. All right, let's look at Blinds.com. They're our question of the day. Find out for yourself why they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. You get free samples, free shipping, and with the new promos they run every month, you'll save even more. Use the promo code Ramsey to get the best possible deal.
And today's question comes from Jimmy in Kentucky. My wife and I are on baby step 3 and would love to buy a home, but we're nowhere near able to put down money on a house. We are concerned that the market will continue to increase before we can get a down payment saved up. Can we use my VA loan to take advantage of the 0% payment down payment to get into a house sooner and refinance in 3 to 5 years? Jimmy, I'm going to say no. I mean, VA loans, they're just, it's just not, it's not a great option. I mean, there's so much with the fees, everything that that is in that. It makes it a difficult, it's a difficult mortgage. And
it's between FHA, VA, and conventional, it's the most expensive. Unless you are disabled.
So
if you're a fully disabled veteran, then they waive a lot of the fees and stuff. But it's not a good deal for you. And basically what you're doing is you're trying to find a way to game the system. You know, you want to scam the system. And the system isn't broke, and it means delayed pleasure. And, yes, house prices are going to continue to go up. They're not going to continue to go up like they have been. The market has slowed down substantially. We anticipate real estate prices in the year 2022 to go up about 7%. Next year, 23, which is when you would be buying a house, or 24, they're going to go up 4 to 5% a year. That is not going to price you out of the market, Jimmy. What will price you out of the market is doing it dumb and moving into something when you're broke and you have no down payment and you're not ready to buy. You're going to get in a problem. You're going to create friction here in your life. It's not going to be fun, and you're going to turn. We want you to have a house. We don't want the house to have you.
Yeah, and that's what ends up happening so much. We talked about it on the show yesterday with George that, you know, your home, it's such an emotional thing, right? It's like where your family is. It's where you sleep at night. It's where you do your meals. I mean, like, it is, it's such an emotional part of your life. And so many people rush into that. So it's an emotional part of your life, and it's the most expensive part of your life. It's usually the largest purchase you ever make. And so because of that, it's like people make not wise decisions when it comes to their money with their houses, because they just let their emotions get ahead of them, whether it's fear, whether it's longing for something.
Plus, there's all these stupid people that are around you telling you all the time to buy something. You got to buy a house. 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 You can't be a renter. You got to buy a house. Everybody, oh God, you're going to get priced out. Okay. And you know, what is your beautician, an economist? The lady doing your nails is not an economist. Oh my God. You know, so stop listening to these broke people with their craziness, because I've heard that for 30 years.
Yeah.
For 30 years, I've heard I'm going to get priced out of the market. And I can tell you, real estate's considerably more expensive than when I started this show 30 years ago. but you know, and it'll be more expensive 30 years from now when you're still doing the show. So, but the God willing, the creek don't rise. But, oh my gosh. But there's a lot of outside pressure, family members and everybody else. Oh, you hadn't bought a house yet?
Well,
you've been married 26 seconds and you hadn't bought a house? Oh my God. And there's all this craziness out there.
Well, that, and then on top of all the emotion of just the recent.
Yeah.
Real estate, I mean, all of it, right? So it's I don't know. There's a lot going on.
2020 was one of the highest increases in house prices in history.
Yeah.
Of all time. I mean, in modern history. And 29% it went up. Oh my, that's unbelievable. Yeah. Unprecedented, as they say in the COVID language. But yeah, oh my gosh. Yeah, that's just crazy. And so it scares the crud out of you. But that's not going to be what happens going forward. It's also not going to crash. For those of you waiting on the prices to go down.
Well, let's talk about this, because there's been so much, I feel like even in the recent probably like week or two, about the real estate market. Because I read an article this morning, the 7 cities where it continues to increase substantially, right? So there was, so I read that. And then there are places though that you're seeing prices
go down.
And so the important thing there is to remember that still sellers, some of them are still in the mindset of, oh, I can make
Yeah.
So much.
They're still looking for a sucker coming from another city.
So when you're seeing those prices, I just want to know your thoughts on it. Mm-hmm. Is it going back to just true home value of what the house is really worth versus the inflated prices?
Yeah.
And so when do you know what your house is valued at? Like a true value after all the craziness of it going up so fast. Mm-hmm. Is it that you still run comps? Do you know what I mean?
Because going up so fast is a reality. Okay. So the definition of market value for real estate.
Yep.
When I was in appraisal class
yep.
1,000 years ago is still in college, is still the definition. And every real estate test you ever take to get your real estate license is when a willing buyer meets a willing seller and neither are under duress. Okay?
Webster. I'm going to call you Webster.
Well, I mean, so here's the deal. So you have a buyer and
so
a seller
technical.
And neither one of them are freaking out.
Okay.
The seller is not motivated by a divorce or a bankruptcy or something else.
Okay.
Okay. The buyer is not over motivated because the last three houses they put offers in, they didn't get. And so the marketplace is so white hot that the buyer is under duress. And so some of these buyers were paying above market value, but their purchase does not enter into an appraisal. That property is not an actual indicator of value.
Okay.
Because one of the parties was under duress.
Yes.
You can't use a foreclosure on your street does not affect the value of your house because one of the parties was under duress.
Okay.
So that's not a value.
So then
that's
how
a price.
Are you, so how people out there that are wanting to buy or sell, like how do you run comps now? Because I'm like, usually you just run comps.
You run comps and if one of them sticks up and
but
shows.
They all are going to stick up, right?
Maybe. I mean, if everybody was a white hot buyer in the whole area, then the value probably has gone up.
Yeah.
Because the marketplace was in duress.
Right,
in that sense.
Right.
But if you got some one-offs, like, you know, we talked about during the thing, I live in a neighborhood where like almost all the houses that sold it's a nice neighborhood, sold recently were California people moving in with California equity, and the Tennessee people are sitting there going, I got a sucker on the hook here.
Yeah.
They're going to way overpay because they can't get a house. There's a shortage. And so they're overpaying substantially over value. And so enough of that happens, then other people get greedy and they're like, well, I didn't really want to sell my house, but if I could sell it for that, I'd sell it.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, what the heck? And, and one of the guys I was playing golf with, we talked about that during the streaming thing that we're doing. He goes, I put mine on the market. I put an extra $200,000 on it looking for one of those California suckerfish. I'm going to hook me one. You know, and it didn't sell.
Yeah.
And he said, I haven't been able to hook one, so the market has calmed down.
Yep.
The market has calmed
down.
And the migration from California or New York or wherever into these other markets, you know, southeastern markets primarily, is slowed down.
Yep.
But we've had 1 million+ people displaced from just California and New York.
Yeah.
Just those two states moved out into other markets. And that, it adversely affects what is a real value.
Yeah,
but
so that's
real
what's
value
hard.
Should be based on a calm, reasonable, wise transaction by both parties.
Yes.
And even that goes up 3-5% a year.
Yep. It's good.
Rachel Cruz, Ramsey personality, number one best-selling author. My daughter is my co-host today. In the lobby of Ramsey Solutions on the debt-free stage, Ryan and Ashley are with us. Hey, guys, how are you?
How's it going, Dave?
We're hot and sweaty. How are you?
Where do you guys live?
Tennessee. We're from San Diego, California.
Oh, yeah. You're not used to this humidity.
Not at all.
Yeah, you can cut Tennessee humidity with a knife in August. So welcome. We're glad to have you guys.
Thank you.
So all the way to Nashville from the land of California to do a debt-free scream. How much did you pay off?
As of this Monday, we paid off $476,730.53.
Way to go!
Thank you.
How long did this take?
4.5 years.
All right. And what was your range of income during that time?
We started at around $250,000, and then after a couple of salary increases and two recent promotions, we're now at $345,000.
Wow, great income. What do y'all do for a living?
We're both in federal law enforcement.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Excellent.
Amazing. Cool. Thank you for that.
Way up there. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for federal for doing that. That's amazing. So 477 San Diego. Was that the house?
It was the house.
It was the house.
Wow. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Wow. You're weirdos.
We are. Yep.
Way to go, weirdos.
Thank
I love
you.
It. Congratulations. Man, you're young, too. How old are you two?
So our birthdays are actually tomorrow, but I'm still 40.
And I'm 38.
Okay. All right. Excellent, guys. Well done. Very well done. All right. Tell us about this journey. What happened? How'd you get connected to the Ramsey Way?
Yeah. So about 6 years ago, my mom bought me the book Retire Inspired. Mm-hmm. At that point in my career, I thought, you know, I read the first chapter and I just thought, I'm too young for this. It doesn't apply to me. So I put the book in a linen closet for mm-hmm. maybe 2 years before it was donated to the Goodwill.
That's how that works.
Yes. Fast forward to 4.5 years ago. Our twin boys were just babies. Ryan and I started thinking about, okay, what's the earliest time we can retire and how can we have the type of retirement that we want? Mm-hmm. So he started doing some research and came across the same book. He ordered Retire Inspired, which connected us to you guys.
We sold you two of those books.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Yes. Your mom one and sold you another
yes.
one.
Yes.
Okay. So that's the Goodwill track. I like this. Okay.
Yeah. So we both started listening to you and we were hooked. It was hustle and grind after that. We got second jobs. We sold a paid for truck. We sold anything and everything in the house that we didn't need anymore. Recycled cans, rolled our coins. We were, you know, we would go to the bank sometimes to make $7.50 principal payments, and we would go multiple times per week. Any and every extra dollar we had went toward principal reduction.
Wow.
Yeah.
Way to go. So.
Yeah.
Y'all are focused.
You were
yes.
on.
Intense.
So when you started, intense. How long did your math tell you it was going to take?
I think
next year.
Yeah, or December of this year may have been the soonest we ever thought we could do it. But just as we kept the momentum going, like we would have daily discussions. How can we be more intense? What else can we do? You know, just coming up with ideas all the time. We would talk every day about it.
That sounds more like you turned it into a game.
Yeah, I mean, we're just very type A.
A game of sacrifice. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But we were willing to do that, you know, just to be done with it so we can move on and do all the things we want to do next. Yeah. So,
yeah. I mean, to have a paid for house in California, specifically
yes.
San Diego. I mean,
yeah.
like, that's unbelievable, you guys.
Yeah, we like to say the math works in California as well.
There you
yes.
go. I like
so
it.
It does.
Yeah.
So how much is it? How much is this house worth?
Currently, it's approximately $1.1 million.
So that alone, before we get to your retirement, makes you a baby step millionaire.
Yes sir.
Woo! And 40 years old, you did it.
Yep.
Yes, I love it. Congratulations, you guys.
Thanks.
How does it feel to be completely free?
I mean, for me, it hasn't set in yet because it was literally 4 days ago that we paid off the house. It was our final payment. We got pictures at Chase Bank and, you know, it hasn't set in yet. So, because we haven't had a paycheck yet since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think once this first paycheck drops next week, it's going to be, the grass is going to be greener for sure.
Can't wait.
Yep. What were those people at Chase Bank doing? You're taking pictures.
Well, they knew us by name.
Because like, you're in there all the time.
Because like I said, we were there multiple times per week. So we had like our favorite tellers and all that stuff we would go to. The kids would come along every time we made a principal payment, get lollipops, all that jazz. Okay. So yeah, I mean, I think, you know, of course they were encouraging and said congratulations and all that, but I don't think it was a surprise.
Well, and I think they think, here's the weird people.
Exactly.
Correct. Yeah. That's what I figured you would get. Oh my gosh, because you are weird. It's awesome.
Yep.
Yes.
It's such a good way. Normal's broke and you're not.
Yep. No, we aren't.
Wow.
Okay, so it did take a ton of sacrifice, and there's a lot of people listening right now that have little kids, because I see yours right here in the lobby. And they're like, oh, it's not worth it. Like, you know, we just want to enjoy life and we'll be, it's our house, right? Like, oh, it's fine. 30 years, it'll happen. So what do you say to encourage people that even with a young family, that the sacrifice, I'm sure, I know is difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell you for me with the little boys, like at least not going out to dinner was easy, because when we did try to go out to dinner, it was brutal. It was brutal.
Exactly.
I'm not thinking that's going to change.
We'd have to shove our food in, you know, in 20 yes. minutes. We couldn't enjoy our $80
so
dinner or whatever
yeah.
it was. So we just flat out stopped going to dinner. And if we did go out to dinner, it would be In-N-Out Burger, you know, something real easy.
Yeah, right.
Well, and the kids came along this journey with us. They were out there recycling cans with us. You know, anytime they would pick up extra coins or whatever, they'd be like, this is for debt-free.
Oh.
So they were totally on board, and they supported us as well. Like, they were, you know, part of this process too. So I just think, you know, sacrificing now so you can win mm-hmm. for the long term is totally where it's at. And we, you know, the why for us was bigger than, you know, not being able to go out to dinner or whatever for this 4.5 years. It was worth doing.
Yes. Temporary pain, long-term gain.
That's yes. Yeah, live like no one else. For so sure. Later you can live and give like no
right.
one else.
Yes, sir.
Wow, very cool.
Amazing job, you guys.
Thank you.
Well done.
Well, we're proud of you guys. What do you tell people the key to getting out of debt here?
We think the key is also the hardest part. You know, self-discipline, self-control, perseverance, and contentment. Not only did we learn that those were things, you know, needed for financial success, they're also foundational for being just a better person and winning at life. You know, we want to set our kids up to win. There are not going to be any participation trophies in our house. You know, we're going to set them up for success in any way that we can.
Mm. So. Well, in law enforcement, you run into people that have none of those things on that list.
Correct.
Yeah. No self-control, no discipline, no perseverance, no long-term thinking.
Correct.
And all of that results in you being involved in their lives.
Yes.
Right. Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. Oh, so. My goodness. Wow. 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 So $350,000 income, not a payment in the world, $1 million-plus house paid for.
Right.
What's the first big thing y'all want to do?
Oh, man.
We really want to try flying somewhere first class, I think, is what our what we want to do first.
That's one of the goals, yeah. Yeah. We'd like to travel first class, take our kids on awesome mm-hmm. adventures, mm-hmm. But we also want to give big. Mm-hmm. We have our twin boys who we had to do IVF to get pregnant with them. So, you know, that process is stressful enough. Mm-hmm. So we'd like to take at least the financial stress away from someone else and to pay for someone else to have IVF.
It's amazing.
Well.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, bring the kiddos up. We've got a copy of Baby Steps Millionaires for you. You are one. And also a 1-year membership to Financial Peace University. You can give that away or go through it. Also a copy of Total Money Makeover for you to give away and help someone. So what are the names and ages of the kiddos?
So this is our sweet girl, Haley. She's 8. Mm-hmm. These are our twin boys, Jameson and Jax, and they are 5.
I love it. So good looking
sweet.
Family.
Thank you.
You guys are great. We're so proud of you guys, heroes. Well done. All right, Ryan and Ashley, Haley, Jameson, and Jax, San Diego, paid for $1.2 million house. Everything, $479 paid off. Man, count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
Three, two, one.
We're debt-free! Haley wins.
So
way to go, Haley.
Oh,
woo!
My gosh. Oh.
Yeah!
Precious.
Life is good. This is The Ramsey Show. Ramsey personality, number one best-selling author, my co-host today. Open phones at 888-825-5225. Holly's in Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Holly, welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hi, Dave and Rachel. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
So my husband and I just got married about a month ago, and we have in total $140,000 in student loan debt. We created this plan that we're really excited about. It is kind of drastic, though, and my mom is just really worried that we're working too much and we're not spending enough time to really cherish their first year of marriage. I don't know. It kind of made us second guess our plan and feel like we'll regret it one day, working too much our first year. So
what's the plan, Holly? What are the hours? how fast will you pay this off? Kind of like give me the rundown.
Yeah, so I'm a nurse and I just quit my regular nursing job and switched to a local travel nursing job, and it quadrupled my pay. So I'm making about $10,000 a month after taxes with that. And then I'm also in nurse practitioner school. And so I'm in clinical like 2 days a week, 8 hours a day. And then I'm also teaching so that my school's free. So I'll be working around like 70 hours a week. And my husband's a physical therapist and he brings in about $4,000 a month after taxes. And our plan is to pay off $10,000 a month. So my mom's just really scared that we're taking on too much too soon.
Hmm.
I was wondering what you all thought.
What do you think, Holly?
I feel like I feel fine, really. I don't know. And I've talked to some of my friends and they think we're taking on too much too soon. But like, I feel like with nursing right now, like I want to, like this money may not be around next year. So I really want to take advantage of it now. Yeah. So
how old are you?
26.
26. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like we could get this paid off in like a year. It may be like a year and a couple months.
And is your husband, is he on board? Would you say you guys together, you said you're both like excited about this plan. You both know what's going to take and you both feel great about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Holly. Yeah. I mean, I think you're fine. Okay. I think you're fine.
Yeah.
And I think the emotional tie to your mom and her approval, it's big in your life, and it would be for it, right? For most adult children who have a good relationship with their parents, they want their parents to approve and be happy and proud of what they're doing. So I understand a little bit of the hesitation, but let me tell you, marriage is more stressful when you're living paycheck to paycheck and deeply in debt. It's less stressful when you sacrifice for a short period of time and the financial part of your marriage is just cleaned up the debt and you guys have learned to work on the same, be on the same page, work together as a team, do the impossible together.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to, I think it actually strengthens your marriage if you guys are intentional about the time when you're together, then that's important, obviously.
Okay. Let's pretend something. Okay. Let's say you get 5 months into this and it is having a negative effect on you.
Yeah.
Quit.
Yeah, that's true. I could just do that. Yeah.
You're not signing up with the military. It's a job.
Right.
Nobody said that you have to keep doing it. And so if you start melting down in your relationship or in your mental health, or you're not taking good care of yourself physically, you're not getting enough sleep or something silly like that, quit.
Right.
And do three 12s and do your school.
Mm-hmm.
That would be half of what you're talking about, roughly.
Right.
And how many hours is your husband planning to work?
He does like traditional 40. Like.
Okay. And he's got the ability to pick up with PT too.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Because you're not going to be there. He might as well be working in the emergency room. It's good money.
Yeah.
You guys both have the ability to have great side hustles.
Right.
Okay. Now, again, if it reaches the point that you guys are feeling the strain, but this idea that somehow there's that you're going to have a weaker marriage because you work together towards a goal with great intensity. No, it'd be quite the opposite. You'll have a stronger marriage.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's. I mean, think about families in the military where one of them is deployed 4 months after they're married.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of people out there that prosper relationally in kind of extreme circumstances. Now, again, I don't want you to, I'll be on your mom's team, your friend's team, and that I wouldn't tell you to do something that permanently damages your relationship, okay? But some of our richest times are when we were scratching and clawing, hustling, grinding, pushing through, and then we ring the bell together.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun, you know?
Right.
But
we just paid off our first loan last week, my last paycheck.
Yeah.
So
yeah, feels really good.
Exciting.
Yeah, but Holly,
at the point you think you're going to pass out or something, you know, quit.
Yeah.
Just quit.
And Holly, if this was going to be like a 5-year thing, I'd be like, okay, let's like look how to pace ourselves. Like, you know, but if you're talking 12 months,
it's
like, man.
The sprint.
Yeah.
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 And I think the benefits are and again, I don't think that it has to, by definition, destroy your first year of marriage. That's silly. Okay?
Yeah.
But it, quite the contrary, it could set the tone for we can lock arms and battle anything together. Because this is what right. we did. This was our first order of business out of the gate as soon as we're married is attack something together. There's real benefit to that in knitting you together for future mountains that you have to climb. And you will have to climb future mountains. You can count on it. So, right. you know, but the good news is you can try this. And if it starts having an adverse effect, if your mom's fears come true, then you just shut her down and go pick up a standard nursing job, 372s, right? Or 72, 312s. 36, yeah. I'm sorry, 36 hours. Yeah, so yeah. Those are everywhere. There's a nursing shortage. So, and at the end of the day, it sounds like your mom and you have a good relationship and she's voicing this gently. If she begins to violate a boundary, you've got to just remember, you're now married. She doesn't ultimately have a vote. Only right. you and your husband have a vote.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And your friends don't have a vote.
Right.
And so and
Holly too, you're gonna look weird.
Yeah,
too.
You are weird.
That's part of our a little bit of this plan. And we just had a debt-free scream of a family with three little kids for 4.5 years, picked up coins on the side of the road they would find and roll them and take them to the bank. It's kind of extreme stuff, because the truth is, yeah, it is extreme. If you want to get out of $140,000 of student loan debt and do it in an intense period of time, for a short period of time, and attack it, it's going mm-hmm. to look weird to the average 26, 28-year-old who's like, no, I'm going to keep my student loans around and just
pay my payments. And I'm going out to eat every night.
And yeah, I'm going on vacation.
I'm going to Cancun and doing all-inclusive.
Holly, you got to enjoy your life. Holly, you're just doing too much.
YOLO,
you
know what I mean? You only live once.
I feel that's so much of our generation. And so there is a level of sacrifice that the culture is not comfortable with, because it's not normal. So again, if it starts to wear down, yes, I totally echo what Dave said, right? If it starts to damage you personally in your marriage, all of that, that stuff is way more important to hold true than getting out of debt necessarily. So there's a balance there, but also people are gonna make fun of you. They're gonna look at you like you have a third eye, and they're like, she's a little, man, Holly's a little intense. So they may say that about you, Holly. It's not always a bad thing. Normal's broke. Weird. That's like our tried and true, just like.
Well, embrace this life. There's stuff to be had. What are you going to, if you work 40 hours a week and are you going to sit and watch Netflix? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with working 40 hours a week, but it's not like mandatory for happiness. That's ridiculous. So, are mandatory to have good relationships and so on. So it's good. It's a good discussion. The good news is you don't have to choose bad relationships and get out of debt. No, you don't have to do that. If you start having a bad relationship, just cut her back. That puts us out with the Ramsey Show in the books.
It's Rachel Cruz, co-host on The Ramsey Show. If you want to do your debt-free scream live on the show, visit ramseysolutions.com/debt-free-scream. We'd love for you to come to Nashville and tell Dave your story. That's ramseysolutions.com/debt-free-scream.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like The Ken Coleman Show.
Are you doing what you were born to do? I'm Ken Coleman, host of The Ken Coleman Show, where I give you practical advice to help you discover your purpose and then map out a plan to get you there. From accounting to advertising, from plumbing to production, you were created to fill a unique role, and the world needs what you have to offer. Join me on The Ken Coleman Show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's James, producer of The Ramsey Show. This episode is over, but check the episode notes for links to products and services you heard about during this episode. Thanks for listening.